We worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
sinner slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away each stain. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight is able to remember all the way back to this morning. That was a while ago for some. But the trumpets played some music out there. We tried to play some music. We played Holiness Unto the Lord. You heard that? Now, some of you are already in the kitchen for hours. You didn't hear anything. You didn't hear a thing that was played. And so you can't even answer this. But the guests, after Holiness Unto the Lord, the trumpets tried something else after that. You remember what the name of that song was? Was anybody listening? Or was your pillow over your head? Were you trying otherwise? Anybody remember what that was? See, we could play it every day. Nobody will know. Nobody heard. We played Holiness Unto the Lord, yes. That was the first song we played, but then... No, don't get excited yet, because we played another song after that. That's the one that we're looking for. The one after Holiness Unto the Lord. It's a very short song. Does that help you? We played it twice because it's so short. Doesn't help you. Well, let me try this. It's number 32. We're not singing it. Don't turn there. We didn't finish singing the one we're singing, so don't turn any place yet. But it's number 32 in the book. Don't peek, don't look. Who knows? Number 32 in the hymnal is what? What song? What? Yeah, that's it. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. That's a nice song. I like all those stanzas. And again, I don't want to get into singing it because we still have to sing glory, glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Spirit. But that's a wonderful song. And when you think of those stanzas about what the Lord has done for us, there were some of you this morning that shared with us what the Lord has done for you. There are others that shared this afternoon, the latter end of the prayer meeting that we had, what the Lord is doing for you and for your children that are down in that end of camp. It's good to hear. You know that's good to hear? It's good to hear what the Lord does. It's good to praise Him. The psalmist said that in the midst of the congregation, he would do that. He would tell what God had done. Another time, the psalmist says, I'm going to walk around Zion, that spiritual kind of kingdom or city of God, and we're going to tell about what the Lord has done. We're going to tell about those bulwarks, going to tell what God did here, so that the coming generation, that's you guys over here, the coming generation can hear, can know that, you know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you don't have to go to ancient history to find that God is still working in lives and God is still saving souls and the Lord is still healing bodies. It's good to go back into the annals and look it up and read it and study it. But I'm so thankful that the power of God is just the same today. And when the Lord does something for us and we give thanks to the Lord for what He's done, oh, that's a tremendous thing to do. It encourages others. It helps us to believe our God for our own need when we hear what He's done for you. Oh, if I had 1,000 tongues, the songwriter said, to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace, well, I'd use every one of those tongues. Imagine if every one of us had 1,000 tongues. Imagine how much trouble you would get into. The one you have is bad enough, and that thing needs to be given to the Lord. But you know, one of the best things you can do with your mouth, with your tongue, is you can praise the Lord. I'm glad that I have a tongue. And I'm glad that I can use it to praise the Lord. It starts, as we've said, it starts in your heart. It starts down here. The praise to God, I mean, starts down here. But it's of a volitional will. I will praise Him. I will. I will praise him. But I will praise the Lamb for sinners slain. I will give him glory. And if I had 1,000 tongues, I would use every one of them, because I could use every one of them to praise and to thank him for what he's done for me. I don't have 1,000 tongues. None of us here have 1,000 tongues. We only have one. And with the one tongue that we have the opportunity to praise him. With the one tongue that you have the opportunity to give him the glory that is due unto his name. With the one tongue that you have the opportunity to tell what God has done, his goodness, his mercy, his love, his grace in your life. With that one tongue that I have tonight, I can praise him with thousands, millions of others surrounding the throne and all over this world and earth and all creation that is just tonight ascending in a note of praise to the Lord our King. And I'm glad that I can just join in. And I think of that sometimes. You ever been in a meeting where you think you're the only one that's praising the Lord? Nobody else seems to be interested in that. Now, I know you don't have to verbalize your praise all the time, but it's good to. And sometimes I think, well, maybe I'm the only, or just a handful, or praising the Lord. And not everybody is interested, I guess, to do that at this time in that way. And then I think, no, I'm not alone. You know, many people are praising the Lord right now. And I'm just joining in. I'm joining in with them around the throne of God, just worshiping Jesus. Blessed be his name. Glory, honor, blessing, power, and might be unto him. And so I want to take the one tongue that I have, and I want to praise him. I will praise him. I will praise the Lamb for sinners slain. And tonight, I don't know, this is the Lord's opportunity. I trust you will feel that way. The Lord wants to work in us. He wants to speak to us. He wants to use you, perhaps. I don't know. He wants to use, well, whoever he wants to. Be open. Speak if you feel led to. Say something for his name's sake if he wants you to. But all of us should give him the glory. Rejoice in him. Praise him. And so just feel free tonight. Before we sing that last verse of number 50, it would be right that we prayed for the rest of camp. They're, gathering soon, some places of camp, the boys in the village. And they're going to enter into a time of worship. And we want to pray that the Lord will meet them tonight. And the cottagers, I guess they're getting ready to go to sleep soon. But Lord, we do pray for the whole camp. Lord, that you'll come to Pilgrim Camp tonight, the cottagers, the villagers, Natick and Onantum. Lord, we pray every meeting, we pray for them, because they need prayer. They need your help. They look up at this end of camp for us to remember them. The counselors covet our prayers for them. They need your help, Lord. They need your wisdom. Tonight they need your strength and their wisdom. And Lord, we pray that you'll stretch out your hand over camp tonight. Solve the problems. Undo the tangles. Work in the hearts of all the boys, Lord, we pray, and the little girls in the cottage. Lord, you had a plan when the kids got up this morning. We pray that you'll fulfill that plan. And you had a purpose in bringing all the children to camp these 2 weeks, and we pray that you'll fulfill that purpose. Lord, let not one thing fail of what you have ordained. And the same with us, Lord. You have a purpose over this meeting. You have a desire over every one of us, Lord. And we pray that that desire will be realized, Lord, that you'll have your way, your perfect will, and that we will rejoice and praise and thank you. Lord, open up our hearts to you and just give to you the glory that is due unto your name, for you are worthy of all our praise. Amen. Last verse, number 50. Glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory to the Spirit. Glory to the Creator. I will praise him. to your name, Lord. You are the same today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. You are wonderful, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to your precious name. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus. You are good, oh God. You are merciful. You are gracious, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we give thanks to you. Jesus.
I want to thank the Lord for this so great salvation. I was raised Catholic, and I learned about God to a degree. Whenever I got in trouble, I tried to pray. But that's the extent of, my relation to God. And just when you had no other place to go, is God there, and so on. But when I found the Lord, and Jesus became real, He became the answer of life to me, became the one thing that truly satisfied. I love that verse. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. I didn't see joy in the world and in the things of the world, but I found in God this fulfillment. And I'm so thankful for these many years He's continued to make that a real experience, something that I want to grow in and know better. I'm thankful that He works that He wants to have this fellowship with us. It's not something I am striving for wholeheartedly, as it were. At that time, when I found Him, I really purposed that way. But now it's He's just leading me on, in this life of knowing Him. And I want to know Him better, and I'm so glad we can. And opportunities like this are golden. These are a treasured time when we can draw near to the Lord and let Him come in and fill us, open our hearts to Him, to worship Him. It's a treasure that the money can't buy. You can't buy this, but you can experience it if you reach out with your whole heart. And I'm so thankful that all these years, Jesus has continued to satisfy. I thought I was happy in life, but I saw I was wrong when I experienced this, the real experience of knowing the Lord. Not just knowing about Him anymore, as I said, learning in religion, but knowing Him became a wonderful fulfillment in life.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, I have found Him, whom my soul so long has craved. Jesus satisfies my longing, through His blood I now am saved. All my life, Lord, I had granted, for a the burning of the cross. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us sing together from our white book, All Things in Jesus. It's number 65. Number 65 in the white book. If you'd like to, we could stand together as we sing. Sing the last. Jesus is all this sad world needs today. Blindly men strive for, sin darkens the way. Oh, to draw back the grim curtains of night. One glimpse of Jesus and all will be really a heartful, a mouthful. It's quite an overstatement for some of us, perhaps. That chorus. Is it an overstatement? All that I want is in Jesus? Or does that kind of sum up your desire tonight? He satisfies, joy he supplies. Is that true? Now, how about this one? Life would be worthless without him? No, no, all I need is a girlfriend or boyfriend. I need a husband. I need a husband. I need a wife. I need a job. I need a car. I need a new house. I need a better house. I need a bigger house. Then life.
Life would be worthless without him, Jesus. Because all things in Jesus I find. If that's really true, if that's not just a stretch, now maybe you want to sing it in faith that, Lord, you're going to help that to be my experience. Well, then sing it anyway. But if it's your experience, if really that's a reality to you, at least in a measure, a desire of yours at least, let's just sing that chorus again together. Ready? All that I want is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy he supplies. Life would be worthless without him. All things in Jesus I find. Amen. I trust that's real and it's growing in us. And as our sister said, it's our expectation.